Heaven's coming down, I hear the break. I feel the shaking, the spirit moving.
Your glory, we want to know you. To wash away some things that need to get washed away. I thought about it a lot this week, being a father. I lost my father in 1972 to cancer. I was fatherless for about 8 years until 1980, and I got a new father. I got a heavenly father. And in 1983, I got married. In 1986, I got to become a father. There's no greater thing in a man's life than for a child to say, I love you, Dad. You won't know what that means until you're a father. It's a great blessing. This morning, no matter what's happening in your life this morning or in this world, struggles you might be facing right now, remember you have a loving, caring, a heavenly Father in heaven. His reach is far and wide. His power is mighty. And he cares about all the concerns of his children. That's a father, one that cares about the concerns of his children. 1 John 3:1 says this, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Aren't you glad you know him?
Yes.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. We have a hope. Father's Day, my kids are going to come over. They'll probably say, Dad, we love you. They're going to hug me. And I'm going to melt. It's a good thing to be a father. No, it's a great thing. I think this morning our Heavenly Father needs to know how much we appreciate him.
Amen.
Let's have church.
He has to leave. Defender, you are my King. Redeemer, my Healer, Lord Almighty. My Savior, Defender, you are my King. Redeemer, my Healer, Lord Almighty. My Savior, Defender, you are my King. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. And all the world will praise. All the world will praise your great name, your great name, your great name.
Love his name this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for all that you are to us. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are such a good Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have the ushers come.
Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh Lord, you are. Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. God. Oh Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hope for the nations, Father of every generation. People everywhere, stand and declare he's a mighty God. Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare he's a mighty God, a mighty God. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare he's a mighty God. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare he's a mighty God, a mighty God. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare he's a mighty God, a mighty God. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare he's a mighty God. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, we serve such a wonderful God. We serve such a wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To all the fathers in the house, we say unto you, Happy Father's Day. Might I say this? I don't think there is any more appropriate place to be on Father's Day than in the Father's house. I realize that throughout our world there are a lot of dads doing different things, and I applaud any effort in spending time with kids, but as for me and my house, we're here in the Father's house to give honor to our Heavenly Father, who is worthy of all praise, all glory. How can you just lift your hands and lift your voice for just a few moments? Lord, we honor you, God. I know we use this day to celebrate our earthly fathers, God, but more importantly, we celebrate our Heavenly Father. We celebrate you as the ultimate example of what it means to be a father. Endeavor to live our lives in such a way to emulate you, God. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, we honor you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. Why don't you applaud the Lord for his goodness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Near the end this morning, we will call the fathers up and we will take special time to acknowledge them, give them just a small gift from the church. But while you're standing, I do want you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 5. While you're doing so, I want to make you aware of a few things by way of announcement. There is no PM activity here at the church tonight. We encourage you to go spend time with family. If you have a father that you can see, contact, spend time with, we encourage you to reach out. 2 weeks from today, a big event. First Apostolic Church of Sandwich is our faith, family, and fireworks. July 1st, we will have regularly scheduled services here on Sunday morning. And then in the afternoon, beginning at 5 o'clock at the Davis's residence, we will have our annual faith, family, and fireworks picnic. And so we encourage you to come out. The church will provide all of the meat, but we need each family to bring a side dish or dessert, a drink. We'll have fun games, activities, volleyball, just a lot of good time, wonderful fellowship. And then when it gets dark, the city of Sandwich will put on a display of fireworks that we'll be able to see from the property there. And so we encourage you to come, invite family, invite friends to come and be a part of this. Some people will come and be a part of an event like this when they may not come to anything else. And so we push it. We want to invite any and all that would come and be a part of that. Here soon we will have kind of a sign-up sheet for some duties and responsibilities as we need help in setting up and taking down and trash and all the other stuff that has to do with making an event like this happen. I want to say thank you, Brother and Sister Davis, for extending the offer to have it there at your place once again. Such a wonderful place to do that, and thank you for that. Matthew chapter number 5. Again, reading one verse of Scripture, passage that many of us are probably familiar with, that we've heard more than one occasion. Jesus speaking says in verse number 16 of Matthew chapter 5, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Everybody say this. Say, "I just want to glorify my Father. I just want to glorify my Father." The help of the Lord, I want to preach to you upon those three words. Glorify your Father. Glorify your Father. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you. An opportunity to be here, Lord. We thank you for the fathers who have made it a priority to be in this place today, to lead their family, God, to be priests in their home, Lord, to do their best to follow and emulate, God, what is there in Scripture, God, that they would themselves be great fathers. Lord, we thank you. We honor our fathers here, our earthly fathers, but more importantly, we seek to honor you, that our lives would be lived in such a way that we would glorify you, God, that we would show the world, God, that light, God, is greater than dark, and that good is greater than evil. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. Jesus, in your precious name that is above every name, in Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Glorify your Father. Jesus made the statement, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So as we read through the scriptures, we notice that there are numerous ways in which the relationship between humanity and deity is described. We survey the Bible and we look at scriptures, we find that there are many relationship metaphors that are used in relation to us and God. However, there is one that is probably most noted frequently throughout all of Scripture, in that God is our Father. We see this throughout Scripture. We see this even in the example of prayer that is given to the disciples by Jesus when they ask Him, Lord, teach us to pray. And He says, when you pray, pray in this manner, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. First thing to recognize is a relationship that exists between us as humanity and Him as deity, our Father who art in heaven. To understand that He is, if you will, so far superior and so far above, so are His thoughts above our thoughts and His ways above our ways, as high as the heavens are above the earth. We recognize this, and throughout Scriptures we see it. But on a more personal level, as a father of three children myself, the frequency of the father-child relationship used in the Bible to express God's will and God's way towards us gives me great hope and assurance in the future that awaits. Let me explain that. As I read about the relationship, as I see the examples and I see the metaphors and I see the relationship throughout Scripture of God as our Father, I know that even in of myself, I fall short in relation to my love and my sacrifice for my own. But I as Brother Al mentioned earlier, it's such a great honor to be a father. And so I recognize if I can understand that, if I can on a secular level or on an earthly level, can understand that relationship and that dynamic between a father and a child and the love that exists, it gives me great hope and assurance in my relationship with my Heavenly Father. I don't have to sit around wringing my hands worrying about my eternity. Luke 11:13, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Words of comfort, words of assurance, words of hope and faith that I can hang on to. No matter what the circumstances are of life, no matter what the situation I may find myself in, I know that there is a relationship that exists. There is a father and child relationship that exists with my Heavenly Father. That the bond is stronger than anything in this world. That the love that exists between Him and I, for I am persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I'm also a realist. While I realize that there are many in this day and age who do not have a positive perspective on fatherhood, and who struggle with being able to find a solace in any example of a father that they have experienced in life, please understand, I did have the luxury and do have the luxury of having a wonderful father. But I know that there are many who do not. I know there are some, probably even those under the sound of my voice, who are maybe even to this day estranged from the Father. Maybe the Father was non-existent, or maybe when He was around, He wasn't really present. I know there are many situations and many circumstances in which the enemy would endeavor to try to cause confusion and to try to take the perspective of what it means to be a father and to make that tainted. But I need to understand this, that no matter what that earthly relationship is, be it good or bad, when it pertains to a father and son or father and daughter relationship, I need to understand that no matter how awful that earth relationship may be, it does not ever negate the perfection
of the relationship of our Heavenly Father. Does not ever take away or demean what I find according to the Word of God in relationship to His thoughts and affection and desire and will towards me. This Father's Day, as we just slightly explore some of the examples that we have in Scripture, we should this day, on Father's Day, glorify our Father, which art in heaven. We should recognize that the examples that we have in Scripture, and no doubt the experiences that many of us have been afforded in our walk in relationship with Him, that we should, without hesitation, pause and say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your relationship to me. One of the ways in which the Bible talks about Him, and a way in an area that I would say is so needful, even in our earthly relationships, is the Bible lets us know He is present. He's there. Through your study, you will find one of the greatest contributing factors to future criminal activity for a youth is the absence of a father. Non-existent father. Maybe someone who decided it wasn't worth all the effort and sacrifice to keep on. Someone who decided that they had other pursuits and other aspirations. And I'm not trying to validate in any way, shape, or form a relationship that was tainted in relation to an earthly father. But what I'm simply trying to say is that the absence of a father, even in an earthly sense, even in a secular sense, the Bible tells us that we as His children can recognize the relationship of a present father. And so while I may be able to offer some excuse as to why I behave like I do in the sense of some secular situations or some affinity that I never found in relationship to my earthly father, I need to know no such excuse exists with our Heavenly Father. He is present. A son or daughter grows up without a father figure in the home, or even one wherein the Father is there but not really present, the effects are far-reaching. The effects stay with many of them into adulthood. Many of them, it affects them in relationship to their own children, how they handle them. It's no mystery as to why when they do the studies and the statistics show that often an individual who was in an abusive father relationship becomes an abusive father themselves. It's there. But I'm so thankful that our Heavenly Father is present. Hebrews 13:5, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Matthew 28:20, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Earthly fathers, may I make this charge to you. And I realize that on this Father's Day, I have an opportunity maybe to speak some things in this scenario, in this setting. Fathers, be present. Say, well, I'm there all the time. I understand. Be present. Early in my fatherhood, as Austin was just a little guy and barely walking, I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. And we started this thing where we would get under a blanket and have time together, just he and I. And as this father-son dynamic that was happening, and just we were giggling, and he couldn't really do much. Maybe say a few words. He was walking a little, and there was, but it was just fun and interaction and smiles and laughter. I was at home, and I was working one day, and I don't know everything that was happening. And he was kept trying to get my attention, and I was there, but I wasn't present. Come to me one last time, and I just kind of brushed him off, and hey, I'm busy, bud. As I looked up and saw him exiting the room, he was dragging the blanket. Just wanted some time with his dad. And I was there, but I wasn't present. So I stopped what I was doing. I said, hey, bud, come here. And we took some moments, and we just had those moments. Fathers, be present. One of the ways that you glorify your Father, which is in heaven, one of the ways that you let your light shine here upon the earth, and you glorify Him, is by being present. Not just there, be present. Be accessible. I'll never forget, it was a statement that was made by the son of our general superintendent, David K. Bernard. Many of you know who he is, but his son made a statement: as busy as my dad has been, and the degrees and the study and the books that he has written, my dad has never failed to take time to be present in my life. Fathers, be present in the lives of your children. Saints of God, be present in the lives of other people. Let your light show shine before men that they may see your good works. Some of those good works that need to come from you and I is to be present for other people. There's another way. The greatest attributes necessary for being a good father is to be a provider. Paul told young Timothy in 1 Timothy 5 and 8, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. It's important that a father is present. It's also important that a father is a provider. He's not just providing finance. He's just not providing food, clothing, and shelter, but he's providing emotional support, and he's providing an ear for them to talk to. He's providing a shoulder for them to cry on. He's a provider. He's there. He's present, and he's providing for them what they need in their lives. I don't want any of my children going out looking in the world for what daddy should be providing at home. I don't want any of my children making an exit because I wasn't present enough and didn't provide enough in their life. Our Heavenly Father is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Matthew 7:11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Fathers, people of God, understand this. One of the ways that we let our light show shine before men and glorify our Father which is in heaven is we provide. We provide help and we provide strength. Fathers, make no mistake. There are many secular fathers in this life that provide for the children, but it's more about what they want instead of what they need. Got real quiet. And I understand there's a difference. There are some things that my children want, and there are some things that my children need. God, help me to have the wisdom to know the difference and to be like you, my Heavenly Father, that will supply all my need. There's some things that my children may want, but guess what? I got this thing set up. They have their own little electronic device, you know, to stay up mom and dad's. They can get on, and it's part of family sharing. And so in order for them to download an app, it's got to come through me. I'll provide access if I think it's something they should accept. If it's something that I think, and guess what? There are times that little request pops up on the screen. One of my kids wants to download an app, and I look at the app and I say, nope. You may want it, but you don't need it. I'm thankful for a Heavenly Father who doesn't supply all my wants. He supplies my needs. There's a lot of things I come to him wanting. And in his wisdom as my father, he says, nope. Rejected. Oh, but I want it, Daddy. Yeah, but I love you and I know it's not good for you. And so you got to understand that in my love for you, I will provide. But I'm going to provide for you that which you need. Not just that which you want. Because some of those things that you want, you definitely don't need. And should I provide them for you, they will not do you good. I do know this. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. My God is a provider. My God, my heavenly Father is a provider. And I, in relation to that, should let my light show shine before men that they may see my good works. And some of those good works are none other than providing for others, than making sure the needs of others are met. Not only my own children, but all children of God, to recognize there should not be any going hungry, but they should all be supplied. We glorify our Father in heaven. We let our light shine and we provide for others. We are being like our heavenly Father. He's present. He's a provider. And thankfully, he's a protector. He watches over me. Psalms 91. 1-7, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. The thousand shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He's a protector. He's a fierce protector. Listen, I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter, but if you ever attack one of my kids, fathership and fatherhood, I'm afraid, may just raise its head. Why? Because I'm going to protect my children. We, as children of God, should glorify our Father, which is in heaven. We should let our light shine before men that they may see our good works. And those good works should be done in protection. A father is present to provide, and he's also present to protect. We need to protect our children to help them guard their hearts. To place obstacles, even ourselves, if necessary, between them and the world. Say, I'm going to protect you. Oh, I'm reading a book right now. It's a true account. It's called The Tank Man's Son. It's about a man who grew up in an abusive home. His father was all the time beating on him and his siblings and his mother. As I read the book, it grieves me to understand that there are children who are in those situations right now, who should be protected from fear by their father, but yet they fear their father. Lord, help me to understand that I am like you and I glorify you and I let light shine in darkness by doing good works of protecting, of making sure I'm protecting, that I'm watching over, and know that we would do so not just in relationship to our flesh and blood, but in relationship to this world. It is right that we stand for things. It is right that we stand steadfast and we protect the innocent and the unborn. It is right. It's good work. No wonder why James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, to keep himself unspotted from the world. The fatherless and the widows, they need protection. They need people to watch over them, to protect them, to make sure they are not being taken advantage of. And oh, how it must grieve the heart of our Heavenly Father to see society in the ways in which it takes advantage and it doesn't protect as it should. So it is incumbent upon us as children of God to let our light shine. In closing, you can stand to your feet. Let your light so shine before men. They may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I know it's Father's Day, and I know in some ways I've spoken specifically to fathers. Saints of God, children of God, hear me. We glorify our Father in heaven. We are letting our light shine by doing good works, by being present, by providing and protecting. These are good works that are seen of others and point towards the greatest example of fatherhood in my Heavenly Father. When I'm present, and I'm protecting, and I'm providing, I'm not just concerned with myself. I'm looking to the needs of others. I'm endeavoring to pattern my life. My frequent prayers for God is, Lord, help me be a better father. This I know. The more that I'm like my Heavenly Father, the better earthly father I am. The more I'm present, the more I provide, and the more I protect, the more I can be a living example. Epistle seen and read of all men. World with absentee fathers, abusive relationships, and fathers who would rather pursue other things than to do their very best to be an example of a Heavenly Father to their children. Lord, help me. Help me to stand fast and to stand strong. Help me to realize that the decisions I make, the choices I consider, affect not only me. They affect my family. Help me to be present. Help me to provide. And help me to protect. This world will chew them up and spit them out. As a father, I have to protect. Picked our kids up from the airport yesterday morning. Had an issue with my phone, so we had to go to the Apple store. So we went to a mall. And on exiting one of the main entrances of the mall, there was a display there that was propagating things that we do not teach and believe. Colors of the rainbow were in vibrant display. It's very familiar to many designers that had taken upon themselves to put this whole display. And exiting from the mall, I took a moment and had to tell a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old. I had to try in a delicate way to help them understand it's not something God is in favor of.
answer for those questions. And I couldn't do that if I wasn't there. I gotta be present. I gotta provide. I gotta protect. And in doing so, I glorify my Father, which is in heaven. I am more like Him when I do those things. Help us, Lord. I know I've spoken in many regards, specifically to fathers, but all of us as children of God, seeking to emulate You, to pattern our lives after You. Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Can we sing this together?
Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. I love You.
Your father in the house, stepfather, expecting father, foster parent, adoptive father, if you're a father in any sense of the word, would you make your way down front, turn around and stand and face the audience? We want to take a few moments in honor.
Father, I appreciate You.
Congregation, can you extend your hands toward the fathers that have gathered at the front? Lord, we pray for our fathers. Though we have 10,000 instructors in Christ, we have not many fathers. Help us, Lord. Let our light show shine before them. And may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Help us to be present. Help us provide and help us to protect.
I appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You.
You men, if you can make sure your light works. If it doesn't, that might be saying something. No, I'm kidding. might have to take the battery out and replace. We got others if we need to exchange. There you go. The one I got for me isn't working either, so let your light show shine before men. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. We'll replace it if necessary. Why don't we one more time? Why don't we applaud our fathers who are here this morning? God bless you for being here in the house of the Lord. We love and appreciate you. Happy Father's Day, fathers. God bless you. You may go in Jesus' precious name.